Ace Podcast.
This is Coming Clean Podcast. With Stan and Marty.
All right, good people, it's Monday night, and you know that that can only mean it's time to talk about MTV CS The Key. This is the Coming Clean Podcast, what should be your retrospective podcast about MTV's Laguna Beach and the Hills, but we are here talking about the present, talking about MTV's hot new show, CS The Key. I am the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me, as always, is the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read. What I'm hoping is coming clear, loud and clear, with our brand new podcast equipment. It's Sam.
Welcome to be here.
Oh, yeah. Sounding loud and clear right now. And, you know, CS The Key, it's a quick reaction podcast. I think we should get into it, but I'm getting something from our producer. We have a live feed from Chloe and Amanda. Let's check in on him.
Oh my God.
Look out! Oh, oh, man! The God Almighty! That killed him!
What happened?
Oh my God. As God is my witness, he is broken in half!
This is out of control.
Oh my God. Oh, that's exclusive footage. Exclusive audio
sound
footage. From the Chloe, let's just start off with this, Chloe and Amanda getting physical.
From the beginning intro, it seemed like it was a one-way street from how Chloe explained it, of Amanda just four-punched her, knocked her out, like two to the eye sockets and two to the nose, just dismantled her.
Yeah, I can't even imagine how the physics of all of that happened. When Amanda was telling her side, there was a shove, and then there was a kick to the chest. I don't know if Chloe's like coming in with the high kicks.
She's like 300 her into like that pit.
Right. But I'm guessing it was blocked and she just got a face full of Amanda's fist. I was going to feel sorry for Chloe. All the previews made us feel sorry for her, but I mean, if you're running your mouth, you're going to expect a fist to the face eventually.
Yeah, she got Buster Douglas'd, straight up knocked out.
Down for the count and needing surgery, which was crazy.
Nose surgery, even if that can be decently expensive, if it's like full on reconstructive.
I don't know if insurance covers that, but I'm hoping her mom has good insurance, and because she certainly doesn't have good pep talks in her, because Chloe was not happy with mom.
No, she was just passed on all any advice.
And we've been live tweeting as always this episode, and a funny tweet that I saw was someone saying that the blood on that picture looked like a damn Snapchat filter. Very true. So Chloe looks like she got some anger going. We're going to move back and forth through the timeline of this episode, but let's focus on Chloe for now. She got some issues.
Yeah, she goes, as I tweeted earlier, she goes 0 to 100 real quick. And it just one thing will just set her off, and she goes into a tirade against anybody trying to help her.
Yeah, Hurricane Chloe out in full force this episode, and nobody was safe, whether you were
trying... Polly Paul, your best friend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you're friends with her or trying to steal her man or trying to give her advice. She no F's given by Chloe. Hurricane Chloe out for disaster. And just...
I mean, do you think... Punched. I mean, yeah, do you think she's in the wrong, or is it a mix of both that her anger issues are causing these outbursts?
We can't rule out the role of alcohol on this one. I want to say it's not like she was dating Brandon. I know she was interested in him, but it's not like they were going exclusive, so Amanda had all the freedom in the world to do whatever she wanted and flirt with him.
I mean, the only place that this will be okay is if, well, not okay, would be if Chloe called dibs on Brandon.
Right. So, I don't know if that
happened. Dibs might have been in effect, but we don't know.
Could have been, but yeah, I mean, right now, Amanda had the right to defend herself, but that seems a little excessive. Like, once you get him down, you should probably stop.
She was like George St. Pierre out there, ground and pound.
I was gonna say
Matt Hughes.
Yeah, she did not. Yeah, she was going for the TKO. She wasn't going for the one punch. She wanted those rabbit punches and those hammer fists coming down.
She doesn't start fights; she just ends them.
And I know we didn't see any footage of the fight, but you know the cameras were rolling during that party. If any of the producers are listening, thank you for listening. We won't show it to the public, I think, but if you can send us the copy of the footage of the fight, we would just very much appreciate it at Coming Clean Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or on email coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. We will very much appreciate it and enjoy it and forever be fans of the show if you send us that footage, because that's priceless.
We need to know.
Yes. So anything else for Chloe here after, you know, she was unleashed and let loose both physically, though she was stopped, and also with her words on that phone with a vicious verbal tirade on Alex and Polly Pole?
No, other than she made a right decision of not actually going to that party, even though I wanted her to show up just like coming off the beach, right, just running in, but she probably made the right decision of going to bed early that night.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so we'll see what happens with Chloe next week. She was not involved in the party, but now I think every other storyline is revolving around Alex because he was putting in time with all the ladies of Siesta Key here.
Yeah, it's like he has to, every day he has to check in with everybody.
Right. And you know, he tried, the amount of times he flip-flopped from being like, hey, I'm a nice guy, to like, I'm a complete and utter jerk. I lost count.
Yeah, I kind of gave up. Whenever he comes on screen, I always kind of just zone out and just don't really care about his whole storyline.
Yeah, which is sad because the show's supposed to revolve around him, but right now I'm more interested in, I mean, Kelsey and Garrett are more interesting, and Chloe and Amanda are more interesting. Brandon and Amanda are more interesting.
Yeah, Madison and Juliet's relationship is more interesting.
Right. So for a main character, come on, Alex, you gotta step it up. Not in terms of, you know, being a jerk, but in terms of charisma and being interesting. Because yeah, right now he's more antagonist and sort of jerk character than he is main character.
Yeah. And he doesn't even bring enough, like, sound quality, or he's just very monotone. Like, we went over it last week. He's just very monotone, and it hasn't changed.
Yep.
So you can't really tell if he's sincere or genuine when he's dealing in these situations.
Yeah, he for someone who is supposed to be, you know, the it guy of Siesta Key, the guy is completely swaggerless.
Yeah. And like, you just, it basically just has money. Right. Other than that, like, Garrett has the body.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you could say Paul has the personality. We still have to see more of him. Right.
Brandon's got like a good look going for him, and he seems like a fairly fun guy.
Yeah, he might be the more of the personality guy. Yeah, he brings a little more happiness to the scene.
Yeah, so he's what's his face? Alex putting in time with all the ladies, you know, he's trying to make his way through, kind of looking like a jerk in front of all of them in separate occasions. And, you know, Juliet called him out on it. Madison called him out on it, and doesn't seem to have affected him.
No, he's moving on to Kelsey soon.
Ugh, please don't. I can't even.
I mean, we saw a little bit of it, him just showing up at that bar, right. getting a Bud Light, complimenting her on her
on her pour.
Yeah, of a Bud Light, which is
right. Hashtag not a sponsor, but you know, if you want to, we do like the Bud Lights.
Yeah, not opposed.
All right, and so what was the? I think I missed the full conversation. What triggered Madison? So setting the stage here. They were in the bonfire. Juliet and Madison were there, and Alex was starting to get touchy-feely with Madison in front of Juliet because Alex does Alex.
And we were at a bonfire, so that always happens.
Right. And did Alex say?
Well, so at first, what I noticed was, like, Madison and Alex, they're doing, like, hand-locking and high-fives and getting feely. But then he started calling her, like, a bow queen, which right. I don't even know how that transpired. But I'm assuming it was relating back to their relationship mm-hmm. in high school. And
like she's submissive or something?
No, like sexual in nature.
Oh,
I don't want to go too much detail, but,
right, but
I think you can put two and two together.
But yeah, so I was starting to turn. I was tweeting earlier, they're setting up a lot of rivalries here. Not sure if I was Team Chloe or Team Amanda right now. Both of them kind of up in the air still. Not sure if I was Team Juliet or Team Madison. Was leaning towards Madison. Actually leaned towards Juliet when she laid down the law on Alex. And then the bonfire happened. And I was like, oh, definitely Team Juliet because of what Alex is doing. But then Madison is standing up for herself.
Yeah. At first, Madison's like trying to get it. Yeah. I don't know. You flip all over the place. There's no real set bad guy other than, I guess, Alex
right.
at this point.
Right.
And like you were saying, Madison, at first we're like cheering on Madison. She's a nice, lovely, like, girl next door.
Mm-hmm.
But then she starts pushing in a little too close with Alex when
right.
Madison knows that she's, like, dating Juliet.
Right.
Where we realize that dating to Alex is not, if it's not Facebook official, it's right. nothing at all.
Right. And so, yeah, Madison shuts her down and has a little What? I'm getting some feedback from our imaginary producer. We have footage again, unseen footage, never before seen, of Madison shutting down Alex's swagger. Let's check in. What trash indeed. So, I mean, any other thoughts here? So we're the editing. Props to the editors and the producers. It's an emotional roller coaster, and for the lack of, I mean, I'm still not the characters are nowhere near as lovable as Laguna Beach or The Hills yet. But just the craziness of the storylines is keeping me interested.
Yeah, I am, and I think just the film and like the shots of. The beaches and all
right.
the different interlocking, and the music's good, so that kind of keeps me involved coming through. And then yeah, the just individually the people aren't great, but when you match up their issues with each other, that is a recipe for success.
Right. All right. Well, let's jump over here to our next segment. I think I intentionally left out a particular scene because I want to talk about it. With our MVP of the week. Clap your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
Say right up, yes. All right, so there were a few candidates, I think, for MVP of the week, as well as people who can be thrown into the Jabron zone. But starting with the MVP, my short list was Garrett.
Yep.
It was also Madison was in there, and also okay. Pauly Paul.
Yep.
But I'm going to go with Garrett as my MVP of the week. He seems to be the only nice person left there. I mean, he could still fall, but, you know, he's defining the relationship with Kelsey. He's trying hard. The picnic, you know, was a great effort. Doesn't seem appreciated, but he was certainly on Pinterest planning this out. and overall just the normalness and the nice guy. And also they kept piling on him, like, from beginning to end. They were talking about how he wasn't rich enough to compete with the other guys, and how, you know, Kelsey, or he doesn't know what Kelsey really wants. And it's like, come on, the guy's trying. If there's something wrong, I'm not seeing it, but he's my MVP. Who is yours?
So actually, I'm going to agree with you that Garrett is my MVP of the week.
All right. Unanimous MVP. So the power couple of Kelsey and Garrett taking over the first 2 weeks of the Coming Clean podcast MVP.
However, I do have a caveat, though.
Uh-oh.
So I agree with you that I think he had a lot of romantic gestures. A picnic seems like a good idea. Being at a beach is always a good idea. And he seems very nice, like, great guy. Got a lot of flack this week. However, he's also in my jabron zone.
Oh, wait. Let's
the drop.
All right. Let's go. Here we go.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Unprecedented scenes here at the Coming Clean podcast. The excitement that you can expect on this podcast, on the live reactions. So both just dual MVP and jabroni. Garrett, yes. Talk to us about this.
All right, one.
As we flush him down.
Jabroni!
All right, here we go.
First of all, Madison, I mean, he took Kelsey off guard. She thought they were going to a restaurant. It was a windy day, which caused problems, and her dress. Mm-hmm. Two, he only brought, like, cheese and crackers, like, not even a full meal. So you're going to still have to go out and get a meal. You might as well just head to a restaurant. Two, he doesn't – I'm assuming he works out a lot and trying to be a male model. Mm-hmm. So I know he's probably not drinking alcohol. That's why he doesn't drink.
Right.
I don't think it's ever addressed. And he's, like, very – regimented in his diet.
Right. Yeah. You don't get abs like that if you're drinking.
Correct. Which is fine, but I think he's taking it a little too seriously and taking himself a little too seriously. So that's why I kind of put him in the jabron zone.
Oh, fuego takes once again from Sam here. So Garrett, wow. I don't even, like, how am I going to write the description here? Dual crowns here, one in the head and one up the butt. It's late.
What the hell was that?
Oh, jeez. Oh.
Jabroni!
All right. Well, my jabroni is going to be, I'm going to flush her down the toilet. I'm going to have to sadly go with Chloe.
Jabroni!
Just because, you know, you provoke someone and you get punched in the face and then they ghost you. That's just, like, the sign of a complete jabroni, and the people who are on your side, you turn on, and you just don't do that. Not a great look for Chloe here in more ways than one, I'm realizing.
And MTV made her narrate the whole episode, too, which is, like, a double jabron.
Yep. Here we go. One more.
Jabroni!
Flush her one more time. But so what was funny is she was also live tweeting, and I don't know how far in advance, if this is the first time they're seeing it, but she was tweeting about, wow, I didn't know my friends thought about me that way.
Oh,
when I'm not there.
I think it is. There's no way they watched it prior. They're all shocked. Every single one of them are like,
yeah. So I feel sort of bad for her right now, but very, very prominent jabroni symptoms coming from her. And Chloe, I mean, strong start, but I mean, someone's got to be in the jabron zone, and unfortunately, it's you and also Garrett. But Garrett has a life raft, and he's hanging on to the toilet seat because he's also the unanimous MVP of the week. All right, final thoughts here before we ride off into the sunset, even though it's late at night.
I'm still tuning in. It's gotten me more or less hooked now. If whatever happens with the show, because we know what happens with MTV shows when they first start out, things happen. But I'm still in. I'm along for the ride. I like the character development. I think some more exciting fireworks will be coming, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely into it now. It's cutting into a lot of my Monday night TV time, but I think it's worth it. And, you know, let's keep it going, keep it moving, keep sending it. And as always, we will be live tweeting next week on Monday as CS The Key happens, 10, 9 Central, only on MTV. And this podcast comes up about 45 minutes or to an hour after the show. So keep tuning in for that one. We're doing the Hills podcast still this week. We're trying out releasing it Friday this time. See how Friday and Monday works out. So nice bookends to your week to start the week with CS The Key reactions. End it with some nostalgic stuff with the Hills. So changing that up a bit. And we'll mention that on our social media, all these announcements. And also our contest ongoing still throughout the month of August. Right. A review, leave a comment on iTunes about the show, tell the world how much you love it, take a screenshot, send it to us on our social platforms and on email for a chance to win an exclusive custom t-shirt from the Coming Clean Podcast. Sam, tell the people how they can get involved.
You can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and all social medias, Instagram. You can email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And please always subscribe to us on all platforms available.
Yes. And as always, special thanks to our good friends Radical Something for our theme song, Paradise in You. We will see you next week. Well, we'll see you this Friday for another Hills podcast and next Monday for another quick live reaction podcast. And Sam, what do the good people have to remember to do always?
#RepTheRad.
Worldwide peace.